Go.
And they hit a wide receiver screen, and then we made some big plays there. Marlon made some big plays. The first play that drive to get us going, they really dropped in the coverage, and I let one go early, and Marlon got his head around, got the ball in his hands. Nice catch. Scramble to the right, hit Dennis, get us down to in the range where rather than just taking a one-on-one shot, we can actually run a good play. I thought they had pretty good coverage on the touchdown play there at the end. But I was just, Marlon did a good job staying with the ball and, dragging his feet and getting it in the very back of the end zone. The one I was surprised about was the fourth down touchdown to Dennis. The first time we scored, our second score of the day, I was surprised about how easy they actually let him just run up and run out and hit it. So that was nice to be able to get an easy one like that. But crazy.
So what was the mindset? You get the ball back there, you have it one last chance.
Yeah.
What's the mindset there when everything's up against the wall and maybe playoff chances as well?
Yeah, just mindset is we're going to hit some chunks and try to take up a lot of this field in a quick period of time. And really the mindset for me is kind of get us into that 35-30 yard range so that you can start taking some legitimate shots, kind of like we have against Pittsburgh a couple years ago and stuff like that, because that forces them to at some point you can look somebody onto a crosser and maybe hit a one-on-one nine route with Torrey or Jacoby. And I think that's kind of what my mindset was, at least in the beginning of the drive. And then things kind of just play out, and you have to you can't just take random chances. You still have to play them out. And I think when we did get down range there, that's when we hit Dennis kind of coming out on a check down. And like I said, then we got inside the 10 and we actually were able to run a legitimate play, and it worked out well. We executed it well, and then we were just kind of hoping we tackled the guy on the kickoff.
Joe, this is the game in Denver, the Mile High Miracle. Which one in your mind is crazier?
I think this is probably crazier. That one was probably a little bit more exciting just because of what was on the line. But when you look at this, similar things were on the line. It's just not the same time of the year. It's not necessarily it's not a playoff game. But that was one score in over a minute. I mean, in the time period that Jacoby scored that touchdown in the Denver game, I think we probably scored three touchdowns in this game.
Joe, is it hard for as a player in the game not to get swept up in the range of emotions? Because you're having a high, you're having a low. I mean, do you get swept up into it?
I mean, yeah, you definitely get really high, and I don't know how low you get. You kind of you're in just complete shock. I don't know if you get super low, but you definitely get really high when you score to take the lead. You get a little bit low, but like I said, it's more just shock. And you rather than get low, you kind of get pissed. Like, are you kidding me? How did this happen? You go take the field and you see what you can do. It was unlikely that we win this game today, probably, but we did.
Joe, how about doing it in those conditions throughout the day?
The second half was better. Because they were actually able to get the field cleared off. That was the biggest issue, was the field. The game was just so slow in the first half. I thought we did a pretty good job coming out, and then I threw that interception, and we didn't really do too much after that. I felt like they kind of brought their coverage up a little bit on some of our inside guys to because they knew we were going to just run those little stop routes. And in doing so, it kind of took away that little bit of delay where we can just pop the ball on the guy. I felt like if we could have got some guys just running with speed and got them in a crease, then that's what would have worked. But we just weren't able to do that. And all the stuff that we were breaking out and hooking up and all that stuff, it was really tough to trust how well our guys were going to be able to get out of that, just because everything was so slow and everybody was having a tough time stopping and then getting restarted. And in the second half, when they got the field cleared off, it was pretty much a typical game. The conditions were pretty close to normal. As the game went on, the field was still icy and stuff like that, but I think everybody had pretty good footing.
Joe, how big was it to get Dennis back, and what is it about him that makes him such an effective receiver?
Well, listen, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know how many plays Dennis ran today or what he did. He looked a little goofy on a couple catches, I thought, but Dennis is a good player, and first of all, it's just great to see a guy that had an injury like he had get back out in the field and contribute. And obviously he's going to get better and better as the weeks go on, but he's a huge player for us. He knows how to get open, he knows how to run routes, he catches the football, so he means a lot.
Joe, that's three wins in a row, all at home. The last two are pretty incredible. I know it's kind of a one game at a time, but now with the winning record,
state of mind of what's possible here?
Yeah, we're confident. Listen, you know, this game was crazy, and yeah, we could have lost it, but we're a confident football team, and we got a lot ahead of us. As long as we continue to go out and practice the way we are and continue to play well on Sunday like we have been the last couple of weeks and just getting better and better. I think, like I said, we're starting to get more healthy. We're starting to put it together as a team. We just need to start putting together for a full 60 minutes and see where it can take us.
After Super Bowl, you said.
Okay.